That's Broods and Heartlines on Clear 101. It is 7:10 now on a Monday morning.
And 59 degrees to start the morning off.
I'm very excited about this community spotlight.
I know you are.
Yes.
Because you love the state of Nebraska.
I do.
And the passport program.
Indeed.
And Deb Loesky's with us, first of all. She's going to start the program off. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, girls.
How are you?
Good. It's Monday morning.
I know. I know. I made her come in on a Monday morning.
She actually said, thank God it's Monday this morning. I was like, who are you?
What?
Yeah, I know.
So I can rest.
Yes. I do recall last Friday me yelling from my office to her office, who in the heck booked a radio show on Monday morning?
I did.
Yes, I did. I had a weak moment.
Yes. So the Nebraska Passport Program has kicked off.
It has. It kicked off on May 1st, and we are going gangbusters. Who knew that 9 years ago when we created this program, how popular it would become?
Exactly.
But it has been one of the most successful programs we have had in the state of Nebraska through Nebraska Tourism Commission. And we, Erin, who is the gal in charge of this program, she actually won an award a month ago for Marketer of the Year because of the Passport Program.
Oh, cool.
So it is now an award-winning program, and she is actually being invited to other state tourism conferences to tell them all about the Passport Program.
So, that is awesome.
Yeah, we're very proud of that. So,
and we should say Deb is one of the commissioners.
She is, indeed.
Yeah, well, that has nothing to do with the Passport Program. I am not the brains behind it. But,
so for anybody living under a rock, what is the Passport Program?
The Nebraska Passport Program is a program that started on May 1st and goes through September 30th. And we have selected, the places that have been selected made applications. And those places were selected from those applications. And this year there are 70 different spots throughout Nebraska that you can go visit and get a passport stamp. Now, you can do it with the little handy books we have here this morning. You can get a passport book at any passport stop. Or you can download an app on your phone, and you can get an electronic passport stamp. Now, the more stamps you get, the more you're eligible for prizes. So there is something at the end for you to get.
Incentive.
So it's a great way to see what Nebraska has to offer. I can't tell you how many times somebody's come up and said, I had no idea that this was in Nebraska. Because we as Nebraska Tourism Commission's mission is to invite people to Nebraska to visit our attractions and things we have to see. Well, what better people to help promote that than the people in Nebraska? So that's why we created this, so that people like us, I still discover new things that we have here to offer.
Oh, exactly.
So what better way to take more pride in your state than to learn what's in your state?
And I think what's really neat is you group them together into sort of tours of a certain type. I remember last year you had one that was like spooky places that was just so in my wheelhouse.
And not in mine.
But you have something for everybody.
We do. Some of the categories this year is animals, places that have anything to do with animals, arts, back in time, which is history, coffee places, for those of you who love coffee, places along the Oregon Trail, outdoors to get you outside and moving. We always have one of those. Pizza, some of the best pizza places in Nebraska. Restaurants. Of course, food and drink is always the most popular categories. We have a group of shopping for us ladies.
Exactly.
Yes, where you use the credit card and cash so the husband doesn't know how much you spent. Sweet treats, which is my husband's favorite category. And then wine and beer.
Awesome. Something for everyone.
Yep. Yes.
Now, where does one pick up a passport?
You can pick up a passport at any of the passport stops.
Okay.
That's always what I recommend. If you're going to do the passport program, you're going to get the passport stamp anyway.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people ask me if I have them in my office. I do not keep a supply. Yes, I do have some. But anybody who comes, I say, go to our local attraction, your Urban Farm Boutique. You're going to get the passport stamp. Get it from them. You don't need to get their passport from me. And you can get a listing of all the Nebraska passport stops on NebraskaPassport.com.
And we're going to talk to one of those stops here in Columbus when we come back.
We'll have more Community Spotlight coming up after the break on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It's Selena Gomez, Love You Like a Love Song on the Morning Buzz on Clear 101. It is 7:22 now on a Monday morning.
And 59 degrees to start the morning off.
And we're back with more Community Spotlight.
Now we're going to talk to one of the people who are on the Passport program, yes. Patty Stutman.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm very good. Thank you. Good.
You have a boutique.
I do, on 3121 hashtag 13th Street Rocks.
Okay.
We love being on 13th Street, and we're so proud to be part of the Nebraska Passport. And I have to thank Deb Loesky for encouraging us to apply, and we got accepted. There was over 140 applications, and we were one of the 70 that were selected throughout
Wonderful.
The state.
Wonderful. Yeah. That is awesome. And the name of your business is?
Urban Farm Boutique.
And if you have not been there, what do you carry?
So it's kind of a very unique store. We have 15 artists that are part of Urban Farm. And so we have anything, I mean, so many variety of things. We have clothes, accessories, we have vintage things, we have old things, we have new things. We have a lot of Nebraska things, too, because yes. I'm so very proud of our state.
And I absolutely love this store because Thank it you. Is super cool.
It is. I say it's a four-lap store because it takes you four times to go. See everything that we have.
Which is so true. Exactly. So have we had some guests already stop by?
You know, in the month of May, which is, we've had, you know, quite a few conference calls with the Passport people, and they say, you know, May's a little slower. Mm-hmm. Well, we've had 351 people through already in the month of May. Yeah, it's just very, very exciting to see that. One person from Ireland, he's here visiting family all summer, and a gal on Friday came through. She has two more that she needed to do as of Friday, so she has hit 68 places already. So it was exciting to see that.
Oh, I know. My gosh.
It's very exciting.
That is amazing.
And it's so much fun to talk to the people where they're from and to see what they're doing on, you know, that particular day, how many they're going to try to hit and visit. And it's really fun.
That is wonderful. Were you familiar with the Passport program before Deb talked to you?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Last year, my sister-in-law and brother-in-law were part of the Passport, and they loved doing it. And so they were, you know, telling me all about it. And then I had a sweet lady come into the store and said, you really need to do this. And then, of course, Deb was so encouraging on a busy day in December. And we got everything put in time. And, of course, you have to fill out an application. You have to send pictures in for your store, and you know, I don't know what the whys and the hows are that we got chosen, but we're very mm-hmm. proud to be part of it.
Oh, that is wonderful, and we love having you here. And Deb, I'll have you take over the mic here. You know, this is an opportunity that we bring people to Columbus by being part of this program.
Oh yeah, definitely. And people from all over the state and other states and other countries. So it's a great way to expose Columbus to other, because we always say, unless they're 100% focused on that Passport stop and want to get in so many Passport stops, they're going to explore what else is in town. You know, they might visit Urban Farm Boutique right before lunch and they're mm-hmm. hungry. So we have great offerings that we can offer them. But one of the unique things about this Passport program is people keep those past copies of their passports. So we've had Glure's Tavern on there. We've had the Pawnee Plunge. We've had Duster's Restaurant. And so people still use that passport to explore even after the period's over. So someone who might not have gone to Duster's the previous year probably could have gone this year if they've come to see Urban Farm. So it's a really unique program for them exactly. to explore Columbus and see what else we have.
Definitely.
And I believe you said we've had here in the Columbus area someone on the passport every year.
Yep, every year, and a couple times we've had two. Just a couple times. So every year we've had Passport people coming to Columbus, and it's really great promotion, and we're really proud of that fact because we do have some unique things here in Columbus. And last year Horn Tea Zoo was on, mm-hmm. and we know what a treasure that is mm-hmm. for us. So it's really been a great program.
So if somebody is interested in maybe participating, when should they start contacting, or how do they go about?
Well, we will just keep watching NebraskaPassport.com website. We will get through September when the program ends September 30th, and then we need to give Erin some breathing time because then she has to go through all the entries and get the prizes. And there, I'm going to say maybe October, somewhere mid-October, they're going to put out applications okay. for next year's program. So just be watching that, and it'll be posted on NebraskaPassport.com. And I'm always willing to help anyone put out, just like I did with Patty, put an application in, and that's all you need to do is just fill out, tell them about your attraction or your place. I shouldn't even use the word attraction. It can be a restaurant, just something unique that we need visitors to stop and visit. Put in that application, and then there's categories, but those categories aren't decided until all those applications come in, because there might be something unique that comes in that we've never thought of before. So I encourage anyone to put, it does not hurt, it doesn't cost you a dime to put in an application. So, you know, we'll be looking for a unique one for next year.
Exactly. So. Patty, what are your hours?
Our hours are Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, and then we're closed Sunday, Monday, but we're open the first Fridays of every month till 8 o'clock. And I just have to put a real quick plug in for our next first Friday. We're going to have Anna Street Trolley at our store on the next first Friday, which is an ice cream shop.
Ice cream. Ooh, they came to Columbus Days last year.
Yes, they're going to be there from 4 to 8 on our next first Friday, so it'll be a great time for people to get their passports stamped and have some yummy ice cream and visit our store. But, you know, the one thing I wanted to share, too, is when I was on one of the conference calls that they had over 85,000 passports that they have sent out. And I don't know how many I've given as well out to the public. So it's a very exciting program, and what a great way to show off our wonderful state.
So everybody stop on by, visit Patty, pick up a program, and start touring Nebraska.
That's right.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We've got news coming up on Clear 101.